little rain isn't bad for my grass.
So it is raining out?
Yeah, it is.
Not like yesterday. There were some big storms yesterday.
Wow.
Big.
Did it? It kind of swept through Springfield a couple times, and then it would be bright sunny outside. It was kind of hard to follow.
I have to be one of these, but can I get a picture with you before we start?
Who's taking it?
He's going to take it from the News Gazette for me.
Do double duty here.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right.
Some of the first ones will do the off-topic Q&A. We'll just walk back to them.
Sure. Okay. That's cool. There's other issues, you think?
One or two.
Let me see. Dr. Healy is going to... Well, John insists we wait until exactly 10:15. Otherwise... He gets upset. You don't want to be around him the rest of the day. And then Dr. Christensen.
Right here.
Thank you. And Dixie Sexton. Yep. And Eva Palmer.
Eva. Like Evelyn without the Lynn.
Now, how did you get the Eva?
It's out European.
Of there? Oh, really?
but I am not from there. So it's Eva. But if you say Eva, I'll go with
okay.
it.
Julie Pride. There you go. And Dr. Brian Anderson. Good. Okay, John, I'm going to start. I don't care. Even if I get in trouble with you, I'm going to start anyway. Thanks, everybody. Welcome to this gathering, this roundtable, to discuss Zika. We just adjourned last week in Washington for 7 weeks. It's the longest recess / adjournment in 60 years in Washington. Conventions, Olympics, everything added up. So we won't be back until September. The unfortunate thing is we left without funding the president's request to deal with the Zika virus. President Obama sent us a request in February, and he said this is a public health emergency. This Zika virus is threatening parts of Puerto Rico and can threaten parts of the United States. And we ought to move on it quickly. He asked for $1.9 billion, money to do the basics, public education, encouraging people to use insect repellent, put screens on their windows, look for standing water where there may be mosquitoes breeding. Then secondly, to come to understand what this infection is. It is amazing how little we knew. We're still learning. And I think we'll hear that this morning from our people who are participating here. Then, in addition to this analysis of Zika and what it's doing, is an effort to develop a vaccine. That is the ultimate answer, as I see. But that is takes a lead time of up to 2 years to go through all the clinical trials to make sure that the vaccine is effective and safe. He asked for $1.9 billion. The Republicans in control of the House and Senate did not view it as a public health emergency, as we have in the past, and decided to debate it. The debate went on for a long time. It finally resulted in action in the Senate approving $1.1 billion, not $1.9, but $1.1 billion. Although by the time we reached that point, we were anxious to get it done. And so we ended up having a very strong vote. Some 87 senators voted for the $1.1 billion. I wanted 1.9. I'll take 1.1. Let's go. Let's stop wasting time. There's too much at stake here. We sent this over with this strong bipartisan vote to the House, and it fell apart. It went into a conference committee. At the end of the conference committee, the Republicans decided to add 4 or 5 amendments to it that have had divisive impact on support for this whole effort. For example, they said, we know that women, particularly in Puerto Rico, are going to be seeking family planning because of the danger that this Zika virus is to those who are pregnant or about to become pregnant. They then went on to say, and therefore we will prohibit any of these funds from going to Planned Parenthood. This is a red flag that just automatically leads to political division. Secondly, they said, we're going to take the money the House said, Republicans said, we will take $500 billion of the money from the Affordable Care Act, which was money that was going to be used in Puerto Rico for low-income people. So they're taking money out of low-income health protection to put it into Zika. I can see Puerto Rico is ground zero on Zika, but that was short-sighted. Then they put in a waiver for putting chemicals into water that might violate the Clean Water Act. You know, it's going from bad to worse. We are now engaging in this. They came up with $500 million for this by cutting the Veterans Administration, the money that they were going to use, $500 million of it, to process veterans' claims, which happened to be a big problem. We've got people waiting long periods of time for processing. If that wasn't enough, the coup de grace was they put into the last version of the bill a provision which allows the display of Confederate flags at military cemeteries in the United States. It was like, why would you do this in a public health crisis? You know, we've got to move on this, and instead of complicating it with all these political issues, why didn't you take the bipartisan Senate version, pass it so we could move on it? So we left town with doing nothing. Now, the net result of this is worrisome. Tom Frieden is the head of Center for Disease Control in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm a great fan of this agency. When Brazil discovered the Zika virus and suspected that it was the cause of miscarriages and childhood birth defects, they sent tissue samples up to CDC in Atlanta, analyzed them, and they found the connection. So it is recognized as an international source of research and investigation. Tom Frieden came by my office a week or so ago, and he said, if you don't do this supplemental, he said, 25% of the population of Puerto Rico will be infected by the end of the year. And before we come up with a vaccine, up to 90% of the population of Puerto Rico will be infected. And we know there are going to be some terrible health consequences as a result of it. So far, 4,222 people in the United States have been infected with Zika, 26 in Illinois, including nationwide 649 pregnant women. There is no evidence of the mosquitoes that we believe carry this. Forgive me as a liberal arts lawyer as I try to pronounce some of these names here, but the Aegyptus and Aldopictus. Aedes aegyptus and Aedes aldopictus.
Yes.
So these two mosquitoes are not found in Illinois, but the transmission of this, we're worried.